Well, here goes attempt number three, I think. Who would have ever thought I'd be in this situation? Clicking record on the stupid device, trying to address you again. It's ironic, but I still feel the need to say, sir, as if you're really there, hiding behind a cupboard or something, waiting for me to slip up. And I'll feel that heat cover my cheeks, or the sting of whatever new electro gadget you've gotten your hands on. It's the first time I've been able to actually form a few sentences directed at you. I think the issue is, I'm not angry. And I don't know why I'm not angry. And in that same breath, I feel like I'm supposed to be livid, destructively angry. But it's just not there. The therapist? I know she's going to want to listen to this, but what's the odds I'll actually get through this with anything worth sending to her? Oh, so much pressure. I think she wants me to be angry too. And it's all this pressure just sitting on me, boxing me in, and I can't really dig into what I'm actually feeling. Heck. It's only been 3 months since I was last in that room. The day before that, you were inside me, just using me over and over, like you always did. Except those last couple weeks, I'd started to feel kind of different. Not really used. I felt like I could leave if I asked you. I didn't. I don't know why that is. I think I'd begun to want to be there. It's weird to say it now, but I felt kind of owned. Like this strong, masculine, hard man owned. I was his property, and every single time I could make him come, make him empty himself into me, on me, exclusively for months. It was his way. No, it was his body's way of saying that I was just perfect. I'd make you come almost every day. I cried at the start. I remember the first time. Coming to, realizing where I was, scared, so fucking scared, you have no idea. First off, I remembered leaving the house, feeling all morning as if someone had been watching me. Tracing me, just that kind of you're not alone feeling. It was so unsettling, but I told myself not to overthink it. I followed my usual routine, and I think that was the issue. Because I went for another late run, I guess it wasn't that late, but I shouldn't have gone there near the woods. And yet I know now, sitting here, well, it turns me on to remember how hard your hand gripped around me. Now I pulled away and I ran so hard and my breath burnt in my chest, inhaling like I'd been fucking. I didn't have time to think. I just remember running, running and tripping, and then your weight pressed me down so hard. I thought you were going to tear my tights off me, but you pressed your hand against my throat, and it was dark. I couldn't see your face that well. Your hand was hot against my throat, my breath icy cold and stifled because I was being suffocated. The next thing I recall is waking up, stripped of what I've been wearing, just in panties. Just in cotton panties. I'm ashamed to admit now that I felt a wet spot in them. I had a bruise on my cheek and my throat hurt badly. You came in, showing me your face, though whenever someone asks, I say that you wore a mask. You didn't say anything, just lifted and pressed me against a cold wall. And then you smelled at my crotch. God, am I really touching myself while I think about this? Oh, I smelled my cunt and around my asshole, and you were filthy. You wanted to smell how wet I was. And then you ripped my panties down. And you dipped your tongue, wet and slick, into my cunt. Oh, you were eating me out like you would your girlfriend. I tried so hard not to come, but after a few minutes of having my pussy and my asshole eating, I came on your tongue. What a little slut I was. I was so angry at myself. I fucking hated you so much in that moment. So much. You didn't even acknowledge me. Just my holes. You took your cock out. You stood on your feet and you told me to turn around. I looked at your eyes as long as I could. And you only looked at my body. Oh. Oh, I wanted to grab your fat dick so badly. Only when I saw you spit on it and glide it so furiously over the tip did I try and reach out, realizing too fucking late that my hands were handcuffed. Oh, so fixed on your thick cock. I knew you were gonna come. I felt ashamed. Like something was wrong with me. Oh, but I kept watching you milk your cock, tugging at your balls, and then you whimpered quietly before the groaning started. Oh, and you came. Oh, you came so hard. And I wanted it. I wanted it to land on my skin so badly, but it didn't. Oh, we did that for a while. Oh, every now and then, for what could have been a month, eating me until I came and then jerking off while you perved on my body. You'd feed me twice a day, allow me to bathe, never too much. You craved that smell, not of lotion. You'd dress me just for warmth, and stopped being about sustenance, really. I counted days in that little room by the loads of cum you shot over the floor, watching them land on my feet. But you always had me keep pedicured on my stomach at times, even touching my breasts. And you made me kneel in front of you, but never, never, ever in my mouth. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, I'm just a dirty girl and I don't know how to tell anyone. Not to tell anyone that I've been masturbating for weeks to the memories of what you did to me. Oh, how after that month, you finally fucked me. Oh, you used rope to spread my legs over a work table and had my pussy perfectly trimmed and my body smooth and washed. And you treated me like your little girlfriend. Not your little rape slut. But I was a rape slut. A little rape victim you snatched in a forest. A cheap, dirty little whore who couldn't even run from you. Oh. I can't tell anyone how I stuck my tongue out for you to spit on me while you fucked into me and how much I love the feeling of the rope burning me and your cock splitting me and I don't even know your name. But I've never, ever come like that. Oh. Trained my asshole. You fucked it in and out like a cunt. I think I think hearing me cry makes you come even harder. Slapping my face and pinching my nipples and choking me, it all makes your thick, fat cock even harder. You trained my throat and stopped my gag reflex. You showed me what happens when I'm good. I promise. I promise I'll be so good, sir. I promise. You were so animalistic with me. So fucking primal. Smelling my holes and sucking on my breasts and sometimes... Sometimes you even licked my underarms, tasting me. You were so dirty. I think you chose me because you wanted someone who you could use for your every sexual woman. Someone who, with enough training, would sit between your legs and eat your ass. Eat your ass while I jerked your cock off. Yes. Whoever else is listening, my hands were always tied up. And sometimes, when they were, it's because he needed the illusion that I was struggling. But eventually, he wasn't raping me. He was just using me because I wanted to be used and raped and owned. Oh, I feel like I tripped on purpose sometimes. Like I wanted to see if he'd rape me. Make me come and cry in the dirt. Come like a slut in the woods, covered and filled with your perfect. Come. I want to come for you again. Just like I did yesterday. And the day before. And the weeks before that. Thinking about the first time your cock filled me up. And how good it felt being full. Wondering what the news report said. Wondering if they say they heard me moaning. Whimpering like a little bitch in heat. Because of your fat, heavy cock was making me come again. And, oh, what would they say? If they saw me pressing your lips trying to kiss you when I got close to coming. Over and over and over. Oh, then you had me hung up in ropes. And when the lights came on, you entered and there was an audience. Maybe 8 people who I'd see many times during the months that went on. You'd fuck me in front of them, treating me like a sex toy you were jerking off with, and they'd watch and play with each other, women and men. It made me come, knowing I was just porn to them. No personality, no interest, no desires, hopes, dreams, just flesh and holes. A pretty face. Bonnie. Hanging there trying to balance with my hands roped above my head, my body displayed for everyone. I never felt sexier. Oh, when you walked in, calling you sir, knowing that every time that I said it, I'd get wet. Hearing your footsteps in the passageway, I'd feel my pussy tense and pulse, ready to come for you. Come for you like a good. Later on, I'd beg for it, shouting and moaning if you hadn't made me come in 24 hours. Oh, it makes me come now, pressing my fingertips over the scars where you cut me or beat me or slapped me, choking myself just the way you would. I didn't want to leave. Oh, I didn't want to go back. I still jog that same route, you know, hoping you'll rape me by a tree. Dump your cum in me, make out with me, tell me what a good little victim I am. That's all I want, sir. I want to be your good girl again. I want to make you proud. I want to hear your footsteps. Smell your cologne on your skin, on your cock. I wanna lick your balls and suck your dick until you've come all that you can. I want you to drain your heavy balls for me. No, I wanna be your whore again. I hope you haven't fucked any other little bitch since then. I am your little whore. I want you to beat me and choke me and spit on my face. Oh, and eat my pussy and my asshole and rape me until I'm your little submissive slut again. And I just want to come for you, please. God, I hope you're masturbating to me wherever you are. I know you've got videos of us, recorded scenes of you raping me. Oh, I bet you're sitting down and stroking your perfect fat cock while you watch us. While you watch your perfect little girl. God, I want to come so badly. I want you to come with me. Please just do it. Please. I'm going to come so hard thinking of you coating my little whore face with your cum. Please, while your friends watch. I'm going to make you so proud. Please, sir. Please, please, sir, please come for me, please. Please. Oh, please. Oh, please, sir. Oh, please, I need you to come. Oh, sir, please. Oh, I'm just so frustrated. I want you to own me again. To slap me, to fuck me, to choke me, to own me. Please. Please kidnap me again. You know I'll struggle like a good girl. You know I can take it. I guess. Oh, God, this is another unsuccessful attempt. What is wrong with me? Oh. Oh. Time for that run, I suppose. I hope I find you there.